This is Twit.
Imagine some of the time since they purchased Texture is spent doing exactly that.
Apple Pay with a vision
teaching
to replace
the
wallet.
Pour their workflow into their new layout. Mm-hmm.
Apple Pay is the simplest, most secure, and private way to pay.
This is where
and its growth has been
expect perhaps to see about
charts.
An Apple credit card in
fact,
conjunction with Goldman Sachs.
We're on target to surpass 10 billion transactions this year.
Take a penny out of each of those, and it's a gazillion dollars.
This is huge. We're looking forward to a future where all payments are made this way.
Yes,
now,
I bet you are.
Apple Pay has already passed 70% in the United States, and it's
that's
even
a,
higher.
That's a bright future for you, Apple.
Like Canada, the United Kingdom, and so many more, which broadly
I have to say, I do
Apple
use Apple Pay.
Pay
a lot more than
in Australia.
I used to.
We've achieved an amazing 99%.
Yeah, when I see that touch to pay, I
and
often use the watch.
And we've been adding more and more mm-hmm. countries. And by the end of this year, we expect that Apple Pay will be available in more than 40 countries.
I would get an Apple
countries.
Credit card.
Would you?
Yeah.
What
I
would
mean,
be,
depending
what,
on the benefits.
What do you, yeah, I guess the benefits would probably
Apple
be Apple Gear, right? Apple Points or something.
Yeah. Easier and more convenient than ever before.
London, Moscow, Tokyo, Beijing, Shanghai, and Guangzhou all allow you to use Touch to Pay on the
or their Apple
subways,
Watch
according to Apple.
Go quickly through the turnstiles.
Not New York,
their way.
Although I'd heard that they were going
to and I'm excited to tell you that we're bringing Apple Pay to transit in major cities in the U.S., starting right here on the West Coast with Portland and rolling out in Chicago and New York City later this year.
That's a lot better than that Oyster card or those Metro passes, I think.
Or just a separate app for
so
every.
So retail, transit,
apps, I do hope there's a watch
on the web, Apple Pay Cash.
Version
there's so
of that,
many
that's
ways
the easiest
to use
way to do
Apple
it.
Pay with its convenience, security, and privacy. And it's become the preferred way to pay for almost anything. But we want to take the Apple Pay experience even further. And we saw an opportunity to transform another fundamental method of payment.
What if they pretend to invent
and
cash?
And that's the credit card.
Here we go.
Now, with the success and momentum of Apple Pay, we've learned a
we've
lot about
we've put Steve Jobs
cards.
On the $5 bill.
While we all need them,
they've invented the
there's some
card.
Things about the credit card experience that could be so much better.
Oh, yeah.
Like simplifying applications.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Eliminating fees, lowering interest rates, offering clear and compelling
yeah, this
rewards.
Is, I think this is a very
course,
important move for Apple.
Providing the security and the
and
privacy
honestly,
that people have come to expect.
Tim
for
kind
Apple
of telegraphed
Pay.
His real intent here, which
by
is to have a
together our hardware
piece of every transaction
services,
ever.
We're going to do all of this and so much more, changing the entire.
Do you use an
credit
Amazon
card
credit card?
No, I use Chase.
Today we're introducing.
See, Amazon's a pushing that all
service,
the time, but
yeah,
and we call it Apple Card.
Apple Card. Tim Apple has introduced Apple Card.
But my Chase card, I can get points for Apple products too. I don't use it that way.
Apple Card was created by Apple and built on principles that we stand for, like simplicity
I kind of wish they wouldn't use the Apple
and privacy
emoji.
To tell you all about Apple
it's hard
Card,
to type.
I'm very pleased to
especially
invite
a non-Apple
Bailey,
product.
Vice President of Apple Pay. Jennifer?
On Twitter, if you're using Android, Tim is Tim Squarebox.
Mm-hmm, he is.
Not Tim Apple.
Thank you. With Apple Card, we have completely rethought the credit card.
This is really interesting.
A new kind of card that takes advantage
not the
of
first. Google's
iPhone
had a branded credit card, which they discontinued.
It's designed for a healthier financial life.
Part of the Google Wallet.
And sets a new level for privacy and security. Apple Card is designed to take advantage of the power of the iPhone. This means it can do all sorts of things that no other credit card can
including
do.
Including Sherlock Visa.
For starters, you don't have to wait days to get your card.
Sign up on the iPhone.
Just sign up on your iPhone.
Oh, man, do they have
and
it
in just
down.
Minutes, you get your Apple Card, and you can start using it
it's
right away.
It's good here in the Apple Garden.
Start
life
spending money
good.
You don't have right away.
It says use worldwide where Apple
you
Pay is accepted, which is
anywhere with Apple Pay.
Pretty
in
much
apps
everywhere.
In stores, on the web. And your Apple Card will be available across all of your Apple devices. Apple Card is also always with you because it's in your iPhone, in the Wallet app. And the Wallet app has completely new capabilities. So you can see
Apple's
everything you
been
need
a little
to
schizophrenic
know
about the
Apple
Wallet
card.
App. Originally, it was
like
intended to be
spent,
this kind of a payment
how much you've spent,
app.
Where and when your payment is due.
And then it became a lot less.
You've also made it
looks
really
like it's
easy
coming
to get
back.
Help. With Apple Card, if you have a question, just text us right from messages.
That's great.
Everything from getting details on a transaction to letting us know your new address. It's as easy as messaging a friend.
But of course, you can't use it on Android.
Next, we've taken on an important challenge with Apple Card.
Yes, I'm so excited about the credit card.
A healthier financial life. It starts with having a better
understanding of your spending. I'm trying to download the new Apple News, and I haven't received an update yet, unfortunately. With your money.
Many of you looking at your credit card statements today might recognize seeing transactions that look like this.
Oh, yes.
Cryptic merchant names that are pretty hard to decipher. With Apple Card, we use machine learning and Apple Maps to transform this mess into names and locations that you'll recognize.
That is great. I spend time Googling trying to figure out what my husband has bought.
Yeah, it's a, yes, I agree.
Apple Card also automatically organizes and totals your purchases. So you can see how much you've spent and exactly where you've spent.
They're basically getting to financial services, including financial planning.
And you can keep track of your spending by categories, like food and drink, shopping, entertainment, and more.
Watch out, Mint.
Mm-hmm. Where each category is represented by its own color, like orange for food and drink. And Apple Card also shows you how your spending is trending.
Budgeting, built
week
in.
Over week.
Of course, that's only if you bought it with Apple Card, but
so you can decide in real time if you need to or want to.
Will they connect to other accounts?
Oh, that's a good question.
Next up, let's talk about rewards. Most rewards programs use points. With points, you're never quite sure how much they're worth or where.
You've just won a quarter an iPhone.
$100,000 for one iPhone.
We want you to get the most for your money. So every time you spend with Apple Card, you get cash back.
Oh.
And you get it every day.
Oh, interesting.
It's my favorite feature.
Not Apple Rewards.
And we call it daily cash.
That's very interesting.
Like
instant rebates.
But I want air miles.
So when you're buying your morning coffee, shopping for groceries.
Don't you love that sound
and
that
haptic
buzz that goes with that?
Cha-ching. You get daily cash,
something.
Not a month from now, but every day.
But how much?
So every day you spend,
how much?
Cash is added to your Apple Cash card, which is also in the wallet app.
It doesn't actually turn into money.
And it's cash, like real cash. Oh. So you can do anything with it.
You know, in
use
a way.
You pay down your balance, spend it wherever you use Apple.
Can I cash out?
Or
can
send
I take
it? To friends using Messenger.
Can I get it?
You can send it to friends like
in
me.
In fact, every time you pay with your iPhone,
I'll make
or
you
Apple
deal. I'll
Watch,
send you my cash if you'll send me yours.
You'll get 2%.
2%. That's very good.
Daily cash.
That is really good.
That's pretty high, isn't it?
Yeah.
Compared to other credit cards.
And it's not different whether you're buying something at a restaurant or
right.
For purchases made directly from Apple, like from our Apple retail stores, from our App Store, or when you purchase services like Apple Music,
well, I get you
or,
hooked.
Music or News Plus. You get 3% daily cash.
So there you go. There's the Apple bonus. If you buy an iPhone, 3% off. So that's interesting.
Yeah.
And the amount of daily cash that you can receive every day is unlimited. So that's daily cash. Every day, cash.
If you spend $1 million,
how great is
you'd
that?
Get 20 grand.
That's
not pretty
bad.
Good.
Yeah. I mean, you spend that pretty
every day
regularly.
For lunch.
Another area where we can make a really big impact in improving your financial health is helping you understand how
so
much
an
you
Amazon
owe,
card is a little bit higher, 5%
over time.
At Amazon or anywhere?
At Amazon.
This is how most cards show your payment options, with an emphasis on minimum payments.
Or Amazon.
Which cost you a fortune in interest and seem to be designed to keep you in debt. With Apple Card, our goal is to help you save on interest.
Target.
So we start by making
we're
it easy
this in the
to
chat room.
A range of payment options.
Gives you 5% mm-hmm. when you use your
and
Target
because
card.
Apple Card calculates interest in real time,
5%.
As you select different payment amounts, you can make a more informed payment decision, understanding the true cost.
Using just your finger.
Another way to save on interest is to pay more often, say biweekly or weekly.
Oh, interesting.
So we've added the flexibility to schedule more
frequent
payments.
I'd like to pay
payments.
Every day, please.
And when we thought about a financially healthy credit card, all the fees and high interest rates that most banks charge are just not okay. So Apple Card does not have any fees, no late fees, no annual fees, no international fees, and no over-limit fees. No fees even.
What? What? No fees at all.
That's crazy.
Including international exchange rate fees, which
are
often very high.
And our goal with Apple Card is to provide each customer with an interest rate that is among the lowest in the industry.
Let's see what that is.
Even if you miss a payment,
they may not
mention it. We won't charge you a penalty rate like most banks do. Our goal is to make it easier for you to pay down your balance.
Makes sense. I mean,
harder.
Apple wants, if Apple's going to get people to change
to
this card,
to create a credit card, you need a bank.
Something
and to create a credit card as innovative
better than
Apple
the other
card,
guys.
We needed a bank that was willing to do.
Notice they didn't mention
that
the interest
never
rate,
been done
however.
In the industry before. So we partnered with Goldman Sachs as the issuing
I don't know
bank
how no
Apple
late
card.
Fees could possibly work.
As a newcomer to consumer financial services, Goldman was up for the challenge of doing something more bold and innovative.
I guess people just...
We're also excited to be working with MasterCard, who has been a fantastic partner on Apple Pay from the start. With MasterCard's global payment network, Apple Card will be accepted all over the world. We also designed Apple Card to set a new level for privacy and security. Security is totally integrated throughout the hardware and software. When you get your Apple Card, a unique per-device card number is created and stored safely in the secure element, a special security chip used by Apple Pay. Each payment includes a one-time dynamic security code, which protects your
is
card number
the same
from being
technology
used
Apple
without
Pay,
your authorization.
It uses and
every purchase
it's one
is
reason
authenticated.
I think Apple
Touch
Pay is really
Face ID.
Popular
with
a lot
of these
people.
Security features, Apple Card is the
it's
more
not only
secure
but private because the merchant doesn't get any information about
and
you.
And Apple right. Card is designed with your privacy in mind. We created a unique architecture for Apple Card where Apple doesn't know what you bought, where you bought it, or how much you paid for it. So features
even Apple
like spend
doesn't know that.
Tracking and categorization all happen using on-device intelligence,
I have to say, this is pretty
not
compelling.
On Apple servers.
Absolutely.
This is, and it's interesting to mention that Goldman Sachs will never share your information.
And for Apple Card, Goldman Sachs
sounds
will
like
never
they'll
share
get it.
Or sell your data to third parties.
That's interesting.
For marketing
Goldman Sachs will get that information, however.
So that's Apple Card, designed for iPhone and a healthier financial life, and sets a new level for privacy and security. But that's not all. For those rare times when you happen to be somewhere where Apple Pay is not yet accepted, we design something for that, too.
A physical card?
And you know, when we design something, we design it to be the best.
Is it going like to be made out of titanium?
It's made out of Gorilla Glass.
Ceramic? Yeah, it would be cool, a glass card?
Yes. So if you drop it, it shatters.
Oh, my God. I can't believe they're doing this for their credit card. Oh.
Yeah.
Is it rose gold? We thought it might be rose gold.
No.
It's drilled. What? Why do they make a video showing how they make credit cards?
Yeah.
It's the thinnest credit card we've ever made. It's a nice credit card.
It is a nice credit card.
It's got a lapel on it. Show your affiliation. It's white. It's got a chip.
I don't even want to use it. I'm just going to get it.
Yeah, it's going to get all... White's going to get all...
The card is titanium.
Oh, it is titanium.
It's the most beautifully designed card ever.
I was choking, Apple.
And your Apple card is more secure than
no
others.
No card number, no CVV.
It has no CVV.
Nothing's on the card.
No signature.
Woo!
That's going to confuse people.
Of course, if you ever need that information, it's in the wallet app. As I noted earlier, you'll receive 3% daily cash for purchases made directly from Apple.
So don't leave your iPhone at home.
2% daily cash for Apple Pay. And when you make a purchase with this beautiful titanium Apple card,
Lisa, can I get this card?
1% daily cash.
Am I allowed? No. But it's really good.
That's Apple Card. There's never been a credit card like it before. Apple Card will be coming to the Wallet app in the U.S. this summer, and we think you're going to love it. Thank you.
She says it's too hard to import into QuickBooks.
Jennifer, great.
I don't have 8,000 credit cards. How about if I get rid of all the other cards? I think that's what Apple wants.
Apple is uniquely positioned to make the most significant change in the credit card experience.
This is more interesting than
your conversation. I got shut down on that one.